I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, you're not going to see me run hot this morning. Warriors aren't worth my ire. They're doing all right. They're trying hard. They'll be back in Cleveland tonight at 4:30.
Love the effort, man. Love the effort.
Mark Graney's got Warriors Live, Warriors Wrap-Up for you. This is Warriors This Week. Pasta's on the ones and twos, a.k.a. Steven Rizzotto. He just told us something during the break that I think it's going to get him in trouble one day. And I don't have as much wisdom or life experience.
You get like 35 callers, but go ahead.
I know. We'll get to him. He said, I like people to be mad at me.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
He doesn't mind when people are mad at him.
How can you get mad at Pasta?
That wasn't exactly.
Yeah, that's not what he said.
Like, oh, what?
It was Pasta, more so. It was more so the line, like, you can be mad at me, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And it's more so just reassuring that you have patience.
That's yes. Very mature.
No, you got to stand up for yourself, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
If somebody's pissed at you, you got to
bang my chest Pat Spencer style?
Yeah, come
and
on.
And say, I'm that guy?
No, you're that MF-er. You got to let them know, Pasta. Come on, man. Take a page out of Pat's book.
Does Adriana run hot? Is she pretty chill?
She's very chill.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Can't wait to that wedding. God, man, load up. Because I will be at that open bar for 8 hours straight.
It would be the first time anybody's ever seen you outside of this building.
Well, it's going to take your wedding to do it.
Yeah. And as long as there's free booze, we will be
Let's
there.
Let's go, man.
I always imagine, like, you walk out of this building and just, like, disintegrate. Like, you don't... like, I've never seen you outside. I can't picture you outside. I don't know what you do outside.
You know, it's funny. Ev and I leave together, and we walk about four blocks, and we talk about life, and then he goes his way, I go my way, all the way to the Dolphin Club.
In my mind, he stops at La Raca's, but that's neither here nor there. I could just tell you peek your head in, you're like,
oh, all the time.
There's a lot of fun going on in there. I wonder what's going on at La Raca's.
God, I miss just being able to go in and drink in the middle of the day. I can't do it anymore.
Well, you can.
Well, you can do anything. I'm just saying, like, my day's shot, right? Then you got to take that late afternoon nap, and you're just, like, done. You could probably roll straight through.
Yeah. If I really want to push it. But, like, so the Niners are off tomorrow. I mean, we got a bye week. Wow. That means your boy's getting after it today. Oh, baby, you're telling me I got a free Sunday? I don't have to wake up at 7 a.m. and talk about the Niners? Oh, my God. All right. Let's get back on track. D is in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, man. Good afternoon. What's going on? Good to hear from you.
Good afternoon, good sir. How are you doing? Hey, my guy, Devon. How are you?
What's up, D? How are you, buddy?
I can't complain, man. I can't complain. Hey, are you guys ready for a conversation about the Warriors?
Well,
what I'm about to say is not going to be very pleasant. It's going to piss off a lot of people.
All right, D. We're ready.
I'm going to keep it short. Listen, Warriors cannot be considered as a serious basketball organization until Lacob and Dunleavy fix the size disparity that currently exists or that is plaguing this team for the last 4 years. You are too old, too short, and too debilitated of high IQ players to play within the system, the read and react system that Steve Kerr wants to run. All right? For over the years, Steph and Dre have been carrying this organization. But right now, they are too old. Yes, we added Jimmy. Jimmy himself is old. So, yeah, we need to make a trade. Trade all the youngsters. JK, Moody, Pods, all of them. Get rid of all of them because none of them is ready to ball. They're all missing something in their games. None of them is special. Get rid of them. Bring in dudes who are high IQ players who are at least 6'7" and above to play the system that Kerr wants to run. If Lakers is truly serious about helping Steph Curry win his fifth. Because it is ridiculous the way they've been running this organization the last 5 years. Kerr, I don't know if it's Kerr who's asking for all those short 6'2 guards. How the hell are you going to have 10 players who are 6'4 and below on a roster, specifically a basketball roster? That just does not make any sense. I'm going to shut up and listen to you guys on the other side. And I know you guys are going to parse through what I'm saying, and a lot of other callers are going to be mad at me, but it's okay. I'm cool with that.
No, you're welcome anytime, D. Thanks for the call.
I think you'd be surprised how many people believe are on your side there, D.
Yeah, I don't think actually people are mad at you. I think they're happy for you voicing your opinion.
See, he's cool with somebody being mad at him.
There you go. It's the theme of the day, man. You just tell Pasta to shut up.
Pasta gets me hot, man. You know what he did to me yesterday?
Shut up, Evan.
I told you to shut up, Pasta.
He stood me up yesterday.
Oh!
I'm mad at him.
Oh!
He was working our show, was kind enough to come in and produce because Goo called in sick yesterday. Hope you're doing all right, Goo. He's got an ear infection. And so I was sitting in his seat. Pasta was producing. And I'm like, Pasta, what are you doing after the show? You know, folks are heading out of town. I got nobody to go out and soak the suds with. And so Pasta's like, oh, yeah, come on, Leo, let's go get a strawberry marg. And I get a text from Pasta about 3 minutes before we're about to head off and have a great night together. He goes, what, your tire blew out? What, you got an oil change?
Brakes. He has no brakes.
The second, so my car was in the shop. The second I walked out of the building, I got a call saying it was ready.
But that could have happened at any time.
That's very true.
You should have...
His car was on blocks. He had no brakes. It was like the Flintstones.
My brakes were at like 15%.
Well, what I needed you to take the brakes off when we got to the, you know, cafeteria. All right. I do want to touch on something that Dee said in a moment, but Scott in Berkeley has been hanging on very patiently, and I do want to get to his call as well. Scotty, welcome to the program. What's going on, man? Good morning.
Morning, Evan. Morning, Dan. How are you guys?
Sweet.
You know, the thing with D, and this is me being old. It's, to me, with the Warriors, we argue a first world problem because of the last 10 years. You know, I mean, 20 years ago, probably if somebody called, you know, KGMZ or the other station, you know, the complaint would have been, what is Christopher Cohen doing? What, you know, can we figure out a way to get to the A spot? 40 years ago, the complaints would have been, oh God, can we ever get rid of J.B. Carroll anytime soon? And so, I mean, to me, this is the cycle. And, you know, the downward cycle is here. And I get, you know, and I mean, some people are going to not deal with it well. Some people, understanding history, kind of go, well, you know, we're back where we were. Now, which one of you was talking about the Clippers being on a, possibly hitting a run?
Devone.
Okay. Here's my thing about Monday. If you took a look at the box, and you did, and you extended the box score out from the Clippers in Miami. LA outscored Miami by 15 in the fourth quarter to get that to the final score of 140-123. If you took a look at Harden's box, Harden played 20 minutes, scored 11 points, and he was a minus 39. And yet, I keep thinking in some way, he would have probably gone to Ty Lue or to Frank and said,
I want to go hang out in Miami after the game. Now, Chris being as cranky as he is, and I also think about the end of Game 6 in 2019 between the Warriors and the Rockets when Chris was just laying into Harden as they were going out the court, and Harden was, of course, giving him the 1,000-yard stare. You know, I could have, like I said, to me, I could see Chris finding out, wait a minute, he's staying in Miami while we're having to go on to Atlanta, and that was the freak-out point. So, you know, I've got that. And one last thing, Steph and the great sneaker hunt, I'm not going to be surprised if he participates in All-Star Weekend that he ends up wearing somebody, he pulls a surprise, and either on cloud and or Hoka show up with something on his feet. It's, you know, I mean, the Hoka has always been weird because they like to say that their cross trainers can play in basketball, but the only time I've seen on the website is that they make a referee's basketball shoe.
Hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, and I can imagine on cloud, because I mean on cloud has gotten a lot of tennis players, and that would be, you know, that is Roger Federer's company, right?
I'm not sure, Scotty, but they a lot covered over those 3.5
Scotty
minutes.
Scotty was doing overtime today.
Scotty was all over the board.
He went Hoka shoes.
It took me a minute to figure out what he was talking about. Hokas are one of the most comfortable brands of shoes out there.
I don't know anybody who plays basketball in Hoka shoes.
I don't know either. Put it in the cap, though. All right. Nike. He's going to be a Nike athlete.
I like what he said. I thought it was really poignant in all seriousness. When he said that basketball teams, and what it is that we're witnessing right now, he went all the way back to J.B. Carroll. I don't know how he got there, but things happen in cycles. And it's exactly, if you were to look at this from the 30,000 feet above or just a snapshot, you know Marcus Aurelius is?
Marcus Aurelius. Oh, yeah, of course. Great philosopher.
Yeah, so this is sort of...
I was actually watching Gladiator last night.
Like, the first 20 minutes are awesome with Marcus Aurelius, but... Like this, say this iteration of 95.7 The Game. At some point, you won't be here anymore. I sure as hell won't be anymore. Nahegi won't be here anymore. There'll be different anchors. There'll be a different pasta. There's, like,
I'm not f***ing leaving!
Oh, that's I should just stop right now.
That was great.
But I was saying that I used that Wolf of Wall Street for Jimmy Garoppolo when he was on that side field.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the hell I was saying. It's just like everything happens in cycles. So this iteration of the Warriors, the dynasty, it's slowly ending. Steve Kerr is going to leave soon. Steph and Butler, and this whole thing is going to come to an end, and it's going to happen a lot sooner rather than later. And you can see the finish line. And then there's going to be a new cycle. What that is, I don't know. Who the next coach is going to be philosophically, what is he going to be like, what are the players going to be like, I don't know. But what I do know, it's on the horizon, Ev. It's coming. And so we are sort of in a cycle right now that's sort of winding down. It's been an amazing run. It's been a hell of a ride. But all things come to an end. And that's sort of where we're at. We're sort of in the twilight of all of this.
Well, that's kind of how it works, right? I mean, you look at some of the recent teams that have stacked championships that have been successful for a long period of time. I'm looking right now at the Lakers franchise. You know, they won back-to-back championships in 2009, 2010. Then the next 2 years, they were in the second round. And then in 2013, they lost in the first round. And then they didn't make the playoffs. It's like that's kind of how things move just slowly, right? And I think that's kind of where the Warriors are at. They've been able to extend it for a long period of time, but you can't escape inevitability. And even the Spurs, they won their last championship in 2014. Then they get to the playoffs the next three seasons. They make the conference finals in 2017, which is when they lost to Golden State. Zaza slid under Kawhi. And then the next couple of years, first round and out. And then
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They haven't made the playoffs the last several seasons. You know, that's how dynasties sort of deteriorate over time. But in regards to this team, the thing that bothers me the most, I think, about this particular group, you know, looking at it a little more micro, is actually something that D said a couple calls ago. And we know that they're old. We know that they're small. But there's this myth, from what I've been watching the first 23 games, that they're a smart team. They ain't that smart. Like, they're supposed to use their experience and guile as their advantage. But how can you say that you're playing as a smart basketball team when you turn the ball over more than all but two teams in the league? They have the third worst turnover percentage in basketball. So you're not faster than anybody. You're not bigger than anybody. You're not longer than anybody. The one thing you have to do is cherish the ball so that you're not getting outpossessed, that you're not getting, you know, run up and down the floor. I mean, against Philly, for example, OKC2, why does it feel like every time the Warriors turn over the ball, it's just 2 points on the other end? Like, how many times have they turned over somebody and it feels like it's a dunk the other way? And they get their turnovers and then they'll set up their sets, but it's like, OKC, give me the ball, 2 points the other way. And it happens night after night after night. And so the one thing you can't do is turn over the basketball. I'm not even saying it at all, just at the rate that they're doing it. You have to use the one thing that you're supposed to be good at to your advantage, and that should be your savviness. And I just ain't seeing it.
Well, you could justify it back in the day because they always were a team that would turn the ball over, but they were always one of the best offensive teams, right? So it just is like, hey, listen, man, that's just sort of like, you know, that's just sort of the way we play.
They play fast.
They play fast.
But this team doesn't play fast.
Well, they're one of the worst teams offensively, so you can't justify it anymore, right? So the idea that you're turning the ball over and you're in the bottom half offensively, that's a bad combination. Like, the justification used to make sense a couple of years ago, but not anymore. It was sort of the price you would pay for playing at that quick pace. I still think it's hard not to think of them as a smart basketball team when you have Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, right? I mean, and Steve Kerr. I get it. Maybe the turnovers are not necessarily something that falls under the heading of smart. Maybe you're just no longer as athletic or as good physically. I still think that they're smarter than most in terms of basketball IQ. I could be wrong, but the turnovers are certainly something that makes no sense. When you're turning the ball over at a high amount and you're not and you're not good offensively. Well, then what are you?
Well, that's the area that I just kind of look at in regards to, you know, how much awareness you have is how well do you protect the ball? They don't do it. And some of that is because they're overwhelmed by size and athleticism, but it's just, and that's honestly what I feel like a lot of the young guys are trying to focus on maybe a little too much. You know, you just see them thinking out there. Like they get the ball. You know, the Warriors, they used to play 0.5 basketball. And by 0.5, I mean you make a split decision in 0.5 seconds. You either shoot, dribble, pass. And they play, some nights it feels like 5-second basketball with some of these guys, the way they hold the ball, look around, you know, kind of dribble a couple times, and then they pass it to somebody else because they don't know where to go with the ball. And when the Warriors are at their best, even right now, the ball is moving and it's almost got an energy to it, and they don't have that right now. And I think that's why they're up and down. I think that's why they're a game below 500, and they need to find that. I don't know if Melton's the guy to kind of help them. I don't know if, you know, Curry and Butler obviously make a big difference, but you know, I just think it's strange that the guys at the bottom of the bench seem to have more of an ability to do that. Like, they're the ones who look the most connected. And I don't know if it's because their situations are basically, we got to play hard or we're going to be off the team. I don't know. They just, the effort from those guys is much higher from the dudes who have the majority of the talent. And I think overall the Warriors don't have as much as other teams, certainly when their top dogs are out. But, you know, you would love to see them over this weekend, Dan. Can they steal one of these two games? Like, Cleveland's a solid team. Chicago is not that good.
Chicago, they score a maybe. Lot. Cleveland is just, I just don't see it. I mean, the effort has been amazing on the part of Pat Spencer and Guy Santos and these guys that have sort of leapfrogged the second unit, if you will. And it's fun to see. And I'll throw Will Richard in there as well. But it's just, it's tough against Cleveland. I mean, you're going to be a huge underdog. Chicago is the one team that maybe you can feel good about when you come home to take on Minnesota. I mean, that's the one team that maybe you can get. Chicago, after sort of a surprisingly good start, has not been good. You know, I just want to get back to the bigs and the fact that this is still a small
basketball. Well, they don't have any.
No, but why, though? I always go back to this. It's just like, it just annoys me no end. Like, Al Horford was their guy. What?
Yeah.
You know who's having a decent year?
He's a nice player.
Why not, if I want a big in Boston, why not get Luke Kornet?
Well, he's in San Antonio.
But you wouldn't even entertain him over the offseason.
No, actually, I think they did. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they could afford him.
Well, he's got to be making around what it is that, or maybe it was he's got a five-year deal as opposed to a two-year deal.
But the numbers, he's making $10 million a year. They gave him 4 for $40.
No.
Swear to God. Yeah, he signed a four-year, $41 million deal with the Spurs. But I'm with you, though. I don't think...
that's too much.
I agree. But he's someone who could absolutely help the Warriors right now.
Because Horford came in at like two, right?
I think he's making the taxpayer mid-level, which is like five. But they're only allowed to use that because they had to save a bunch of money for Kuminga, who's kind of giving him nothing right now. Do you want to do that on the other side?
Yeah, let's do Kuminga when we come back.
All right, let's sneak a call in before then. Let's go to Kev, who's in Fremont. Kevin's in Fremont. Welcome to Warriors This Week, man. What's up, Kev? How you doing?
I'm doing great, and in fact, tremendous. The thing is, the Warriors, I've been watching this slowly deterioration over time. The continuity of the Warriors, the reason you were bringing up why do the bench players play so well as opposed to the players that are supposed to be playing well now that the big three are kind of hurt and out. And my point is that it's because they're willing to move and play defense, but it's not just about moving, because I think Kerr needs to adjust to the talent on the team, and I don't think he's done a good job of doing that. But the reason why these other players are doing better than the other, than let's say Brandon Brzezinski, is Brandon Brzezinski wants to totally do his own thing, okay? And he might be able to do steals. He might be able to do. I was a big fan of Moses, but he's got a streaky thing going on. But you've got a bunch of individuals doing individual things, whether it's because they're struggling, whether because they think better of themselves than they really are. Brandon, line one. That's why you've got a bunch of people going in separate directions, and up till a couple of years ago, because this started, this deterioration started a couple of years ago. Before that, you had everybody doing the same thing on the court, whatever their talent level. And last thing, I don't know what Kerr is going to do, or upper management after he's gone, but sometime this year, and definitely by next year, they've got to get people that are we running a 6'5 and under league? We need to get size that actually can play basketball and actually know how to play basketball. I don't want any more Kuminga. I don't want any more projects. Get people in here with size who know how to play the game.
Thanks, Kev. I sure hope so. Can we get Cam Boozer?
Just saw that.
Yeah, there's Duke's going on right now with Michigan State. Can we get that guy?
Yeah.
That guy's a beast.
He is.
All right.
It's Carlos's kid, right?
One of them.
Yeah, there can't be more than one Boozer.
Yeah.
There's actually twins.
Oh,
but
yeah?
He's the better one. Yeah, Cameron Boozer's the better one. Well, we got to figure out how the Warriors can get a win sometime this weekend. We'll continue to talk more on the other side. Oh, you wanted to get into JK. We can talk about that on the other side, too. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors this week. Back after this with Evan Giddings and Dan DeVoe.
Now back to Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game.
Yay!
Oh, it's almost the season. 'Tis upon us.
What's your favorite Christmas carol?
I love the holidays. My favorite Christmas carol... it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Is that Perry Como or somebody?
Everywhere you go.
Can you give me some Feliz Navidad? That thing rocks, man. No matter
something, it always comes back to La Rocca. I swear
to
God.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with La Rocca. Feliz Navidad is the jam when it comes to. It's got a good beat. You can listen to that any time of the year, and you're like, I'm down with this.
What was Paul McCartney's Christmas? Wonderful Christmas Time. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, pardon me. We were listening to that last night. That's a really good song.
Jose Feliciano, shout out.
Jose Feliciano?
Is this, oh no.
'Tis the season.
This is light, man. Come on.
Dude, doesn't it remind you you're just around the fireplace, it's cold outside, maybe you got a little peppermint schnapps in your cup.
No, man, this is just way too slow. This is just... Feliz Navidad, right? See?
This is not a Feliz Navidad.
Oh, this is Mariah Carey. This is a good jam.
The mistletoe. Yeah, come
on,
man.
What is the one...
We're 20 days early, but that's fine. Who the hell cares?
Okay.
You don't like Bing Crosby?
Is this Bing?
No. I think...
I know, I love Bing Crosby.
Yeah, a little White Christmas.
You know, he went to Gonzaga for a year.
Oh, I hate him now. I'm out.
He went to Gonzaga for a year and got kicked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Bing used to have a few. I'm not joking, man. What? So you went through all of that, all those cream puffs.
How'd you find all those so fast? Well, he's working back there.
No Feliz Navidad? He doesn't go Jose Feliciano, man?
Well, not all
like
of it.
Like any ethnicity? Like the Latin beat? Come on, man.
What are the Hawaiian Christmas songs?
Mele kilikimaka means that I love you.
Is that the Christmas song or just a Hawaii song that, I don't know, you could have fooled me.
No, there is a mele kilikimaka that means I love you. Mele kilikimaka.
Oh, is that our guy? Who's the guy?
Oh, there is?
No. The other guy you were talking
to
about.
Brother is.
I didn't try to diss Brother is.
I got a lot of feedback, man, from the locals. They're like, that was hilarious. Danny Brada, when you talked about that white guy, had something in his mouth, and he's going around in a spin and not a coolie. I laugh hard, Brada.
Yeah. Let's speak a little pigeon. All right.
He's an Italian.
Well, Dan is. Dan is a little bit of everything. He's like a gumbo dish.
I told you what my agent said once when the CBS in New York was interested in hiring me. My agent being an agent.
They said you're like The Rock. You could play any role.
Well, they said, what is Dan? The CBS is like, what is Dan? My agent is like, he's all about bottom line. I want a percentage of his contract. Dan will be whatever you want him to be. We will change his last name. Do you need an Hispanic? Do you need an Asian? Do you need an Italian? Like, we can change Dan's. Literally, people will change their last names to get gigs.
He's racially ambiguous. That was like, I think it was a few years ago, this movie Black Adam came out. It's about a, you know, kind of an anti-hero, and Dwayne Johnson plays Black Adam. Black Adam is a Middle Eastern person. Like, that's kind of his, he's from a fictional town. But I'm just thinking, it's like, what can't The Rock play? Like, what can't he pass as at this point in his career? All right, you want to get into this, Dan?
JK?
Yeah, your boy.
It just ruined the Christmas spirit?
Well, technically, it's not Christmas. Yeah, we're just trying to, again, set people up for all the tunes.
And Black Friday was a week ago. It's Christmas, baby.
Well, that's the thing. To me, and actually, I was having this debate with people. The moment that the time turns, the moment that daylight savings happens, to me, all lights are fair game. If you get an extra hour of darkness, you can throw as many lights up. You can put up a Christmas tree anytime you want. Because I think that the holiday season goes by so fast that you got to maximize your holiday cheer.
Just don't go Griswolds on me.
Griswolds.
Chevy Chase.
Is that a...
It's a movie,
Vacation.
Right? Thank you, Pasta. Like, don't go over the top with the lights.
Oh, I see.
Like, just be tactful. Have some style. Have a few. Just don't give me this illuminating the entire block, you know, where it becomes a fire hazard.
Oh, I love it. You know, Billionaire's Row, right by the Lyon Street steps? It's Broadway.
That's where your parents were hanging.
Oh, I hate it.
Did you run those steps?
No. 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 Those are so far and tall.
I guarantee you can do it.
I ran here. It almost didn't make it. But right on, it's Broadway between Lyon and Divisadero.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful.
That's where a lot of the money is. Those houses, they're all lit up and
yeah, but it's not gaudy. Like, I haven't been there in a while, but there's some tact to what it is that they do. I'm talking about the Griswolds, where it's like, oh, God, light.
So you don't like, I think it's on 14th and Castro. There's a house that every single year, the entire building is lit up. You know, they don't have the inflatables or big stuff, but there's nutcrackers, you know, there's Santa's, there's the reindeer, there might be a little Jesus of Nazareth set up, but it's the entire building is lit up, and people will damn near get into car accidents because they're rubbernecking trying to look at this thing. It's an incredible display of Christmas cheer, in my opinion, but it doesn't sound like that's your cup of tea.
No. Humbug. Bah humbug.
You are
Scrooge.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're Ebenezer.
You can just go roll a fat one. All right.
Pasta, please. That wasn't
live.
You
know who wrote Scrooge?
Yeah, tell me.
God, it's the...
you don't know?
It's the English writer, Dickens.
Charles Dickens?
Charles Dickens.
That's actually one of my favorite.
Charles Dickens short novels. Amazing, man. For someone like you that reads, I had to read those in college. You should pick that up today and just start reading Charles Dickens short novels. They're just absolutely amazing. Okay, look, let's talk Jonathan Kuminga before we...
Well, I've been trying to get to him, but you keep sending us down the Christmas path. I've read Oliver Twist, by the way. But, okay, so, like, seriously, where are we at? To me, it's as much about him as it is about the three guys that are supposed to be dudes for them at this point.
And I think it's about him.
Well, but what more is there to say?
Well, why are you clumping him in with what, Pajemski and Moody?
Yeah, I am.
No, he's one of one. He's the guy who got the money. He's the guy that, like, this entire offseason, the focus has been Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, but to me, this should have been expected. The moment you went into a long, unnecessarily drawn-out contract negotiation, to me, I thought that was going to have an impact on the year, and clearly it has.
Well, it could have had a positive impact. As it turns out, he's just reverting to the same old guy. I think that there was a moment of hope especially after the first 10 days of the season, that he had turned a corner, especially after signing the new contract, after listening to what it is that his agent had to say.
Yeah, and then the moment he went to the bench, he started to pout.
Or he got hurt.
Yeah, he has knee tendonitis, but I'm saying, like, he's when he has played since then, since his first five games, he just has not been, to me, he hasn't looked engaged. His first, let's see, six games of the season, he averaged 17.5 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, on 55% shooting, and 45% from three-point range. Since then, he is averaging 10 points a game. He is averaging 5.5 rebounds on 40% shooting from the floor and 26% shooting from three. Also 61 at the line. Like, I don't know what to do with that. And some of those games, by the way, he has started, but he's just completely, I don't know if it's reverted. I don't know if the contract is beginning to get into his head, but it was like the moment that he sort of sensed that things weren't going his way, it just, it's like Jekyll and Hyde.
So the question now becomes, what do you do with him?
You trade him.
Well, you trade him, but how do you trade him if there's no value? Like, you have to play him, do you not? You can't trade him in this current state. Like, this is the rock and hard spot for Steve Kerr. Because if you're going to get any value, he's got to get run. You got to show that there's an upside to this guy. Unless you want peanuts on the dollar.
Well, if you don't think that he's helping you, why would you showcase him? He's playing 20 minutes a game.
Well, this is what I mean. Is it? He's got to play better than this in order for you to get any value. I mean, so it's this catch 22. I get it. You're going to trade him, but what is it that you're expecting back? Is he this year's Andrew Wiggins? Can you turn him into a Jimmy Butler? Is there another Jimmy Butler out there? Like, what is it this year? Like, you got one ace to play up your sleeve, and it happens to be Jonathan Kuminga. And thankfully, last year, Wiggins was able to, you were able to turn that into something.
Well, I think you're right that he is this year's Andrew Wiggins, but I'm going to go back to when Andrew Wiggins was in Minnesota. Andrew Wiggins was seen as a net negative there. They had to attach a first-round pick that ironically became Jonathan Kuminga to get off of his contract. Now, Kuminga doesn't have an albatross deal the way that Wiggins did. My point is, the Warriors, to trade him, and this might be the reason that they don't, because they might be seen as taking not commensurate value back, but...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At this point, with the way that he's played, they might have to attach a pick to get off of him. And that's, I don't see the Warriors doing that, but it's like if they want to get something good, it's him and more. It's not, like the package is, none of, the, by the way, none of these three guys, if they decide to deal them, which I think are all on the table, none of these three guys are the center of the package. The only thing the Warriors have of value right now, to me, is their draft picks. That's what I want if I'm another team.
That's a sad statement if Jonathan Kuminga is not the center of a package. He's supposed to be that guy, right?
By process of elimination, he is. He was the guy in all of these past deals that was the center of attention. And that's part of it, too. It's like he knows that they want to trade him. They tried to trade him all summer.
He was on his way out. I think there's a team out there. You know, there's always somebody, right? There's always somebody that's like, I just need to put him under my wing.
Sacramento.
There's just somebody out there that's going to say, I can, Jonathan Kuminga is 23 years of age, and he'll flourish here. He's just too good. And it's somebody that's played against the Warriors where Jonathan Kuminga went off, and are like, yeah, I've been coveting that guy for a while. He had a huge game against us. There's somebody out there.
Well, it's interesting because the team that...
But they'll lowball the Warriors because they can.
Well, of course. Well, there's two teams that were interested in the summer that had offers on the table, and that was Sacramento.
Would you take Monk right now, knowing what you know?
I mean, maybe, but I don't really know how he helps you either. I mean, you have so many so many small people. No. So many small guards. I might take Keon Ellis because at least he defends, but I don't know if the Kings would like to give him up. Phoenix, though. Do you think Phoenix still wants Jonathan Kuminga?
No.
I mean...
Phoenix is good.
Well, they're not great, but they ain't bad. I mean, they've found something.
You know what they found?
Better than the Warriors.
You know what they found, seriously?
A point guard?
Dylan Brooks. Say what you will about Dylan Brooks. He's come in there and just changed the entire attitude of that team. And that's sort of the infectious nature of what it is that he... Because as a teammate, he's one of those guys that while everybody vilifies this guy, everybody else hates him if you play against him. To a man, his teammates love this guy everywhere he goes. From Memphis to every place. From Houston and now in Phoenix. And go look at it statistically. Steals are up with Phoenix. Phoenix is one of those teams that now suddenly is playing like that of Dylan Brooks. And as a result, man, did you see him? He had a huge game against the Lakers and just went after LeBron James, which I loved every moment of.
No, I mean, he's averaging 22 a night and he's helping him because he doesn't care who you are on the other side. Now, it's also one of the reasons he's gotten in trouble is because he doesn't bow down to anybody. And as a result, he probably thinks that he's better than he is. But yeah, that's a guy that's absolutely helped Phoenix. That trade has been mutually beneficial because Jalen Green hasn't even played. And I don't know if they're better with him, but that team is a team shoots and makes a lot of threes. They defend and
what if they get
they take
Giannis?
Games personally.
What if they have a front court of Alperen Şengün?
Oh, Houston, you mean?
Yeah, Alperen Şengün, Adams, Kevin Durant. And Giannis.
How would they do that? Who would they have to give up?
You give up Jabari Smith. You give up Amen Thompson. You give up some picks.
Oh, I ain't doing that.
Oh, well. But then you got your boy Shepherd, who now gets to step to the forefront.
My guy, Reed Shepherd. Yeah, that would be pretty scary. The team we can't let him get to is San Antonio. In fact, I don't know why the Spurs... Well, I
you
do know why
the
Spurs wouldn't want to do that. But
without Wemby, are 7-2?
Yeah, because they still have a bunch of really good players. I mean, shoot, they...
I like Dylan Harper. He's real.
Dylan Harper's good. He didn't even start. Or maybe he has been recently. I haven't watched a ton of their games, but Stephon Castle's really good. And De'Aaron Fox, I don't think is...
He's playing well.
I don't think he's an elite player, but he's a guy, that, again, he's there every night, and he gets you 20 to 25. I mean, you can just pencil him in. That's, to bring it back to Golden State, that's one of the things that I struggle with is... So every single Warriors Live, we had this segment. It's called Your Take It to the Bank Prediction, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service bank, and here for you.
I've done this show.
Yeah. I was trying to give him a plug before he stepped on it. What are we going to predict about this game?
I actually feel like putting some Zed on my cracker right now.
Dude, by the way, if you're listening, I haven't seen a penny. I haven't seen a penny from Mazzetta. Can I at least get some free peppers? I've never even tried. Well, I take that back. I have
you
tried
You better
it.
Be careful.
No, I have tried it. It's delicious. There's no doubt about it. Go get Mazzetta at your local.
Everything's better.
At your local grocery market. What would you predict about the Warriors? I mean, it's so hard to look at a game and say, you know what? I feel confident that that's going to happen.
I feel confident they're going to make a huge trade at the deadline.
See, I'm not sure. Well, define huge.
Well, I think Pajemski, I think Moody, I think Kuminga. As you mentioned, ideally, you would like to just move Kuminga, but because Kuminga has very little value, you're going to have to attach other players. And I think with the emergence of Pat Spencer, I think with Will Richard, I think you're going to see this team have a completely, almost sort of reface. Now, obviously, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler aren't going anywhere, but I think over the last couple of weeks, it's been really evident that Pajemski now can get on the block. He goes from being untouchable to, I think, somebody that's probably in conversations as we speak.
This is from the 530, the Boxer and Grissom
the Hork,
the attorney's text line. 530?
Yeah.
I don't know.
530? That's made up. I know my area codes.
So is this trade. Well, it could be from outside of the Bay Area, Dan. We're a national show, as you know. Oh, Chico.
Oh, okay.
Like Redding area, you know, up north. The final frontier. But
Aaron Rodgers country.
Lauri Markkanen to the Dubs for Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, a first-round pick, and Evan and Dan. I don't know if Age is going for that.
I am not going to Utah.
You don't like Salt Lake?
Bro, I love you Mormons, but that's a freaky place. So you know how they
You don't have to assimilate that way.
This is, if you go to Salt Lake, I had to cover some Jazz games. So if you go to Salt Lake, you know how they, in terms of directions in the city, so there's the temple, there's the Mormon temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the centerpiece, and everything around it is essentially like, oh, you want to be left of the temple. You want to be south of the temple. You want to be east of the temple. Like, everything is centered around the temple. And not only that, back in the day, you would not survive in Salt Lake. You want to know why? You had to be sponsored to go to a bar.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You're texting, so you have no idea what it is. You had to be sponsored to go drink at a bar. I'm just telling you. And there's nothing but little kids running around. It's all those people. I don't think Mormons sleep. You just have like litters of 9 kids.
Well, but there's great skiing.
Yeah, I don't do
there's
that.
There's great outdoor.
Man.
You don't ski?
Hell no.
You don't get up in the mountains?
From Hawaii. If the snow
you're
is
a city
way,
guy.
I go in the other direction. I'm
you're
not
a city
putting
guy,
on layers
aren't you?
And layers of clothes to go have a yard sale. You know what a yard sale is?
Yeah, I know what a yard sale is.
That's the
is.
First thing someone said to me when they saw me ski. Bro, you're a natural yard sale.
Oh, well, I don't know about that kind of yard sale.
A yard sale. It's like, I didn't know how to ski, so I go down the hill, and my buddy's like, you're a yard sale. I'm like, what is that? Well, like, your poles are over there, your boots over here, you got a hat over here, you got your other ski over here. And it was true. I had to go up the mountain and pick up all my crap.
Well, come on. It's not that hard. Well, you got to start with people you trust. You know, they got to roll down the slopes with you, kind of zig and zag. You got your J turn, and then... You know, you're making, what do they call it, your pizza, you know, where you have your skis pointed inwards so you can kind of
how
slow
you
yourself
start,
down.
Yeah,
it's, you know, you take a lesson or two. You're an athlete. What do you mean you can't ski?
Actually, I got into it for a little bit. I've got buddies who do black diamonds and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Although I did get back on a black diamond, so I hadn't skied for like 14, 15 years. I used to do it when I was younger. And the first time I got back on a black diamond, I was scared bleepless.
Yeah.
But ended up getting to the bottom, just took it slowly, ate bleep, someone came down and helped me. She was very nice, and then I made it down the rest of the slope, and I was fine.
She, of course.
Well, what, as opposed to a he?
So when you get into, when you're on the ski lift, mm-hmm. are you having that little bag of like...
What?
Of whatever, like, you know, a little pick-me-up?
Oh, well, if I need to stop at the bottom of the slope, well, yeah, I'll pick up a beverage. I usually just have a beer. I don't bring it to the top with me, you know. I mean, some people bring shooters.
Yeah, people have those, what are they called, Bota bags, whatever those bags are called, those things.
Bags of wine?
Well, no, they're bags. They're like bags that you can strap around your neck that sort of in those sort of weather conditions will keep things warm or cold. And you just occasionally, they pass it around when you're on the lift or you're going to your whatever the next ski destination, you're drinking while you're on the lift.
No, but I do enjoy the conversation. I usually don't, I won't drink like right before I head down the slope, but usually at the bottom will take a break. You know, legs start burning a little bit. But I think the people you meet on the ski lifts are those are the real... That's the real.
Is it kind of like meeting people in the sauna, Dolphin Club? So gravitational.
Probably.
Pull,
I haven't been in a sauna in a while, but
like gravitational pull. And I want to get into the Warriors. Like I don't understand it. Like somebody needs to explain to me. I know that the moon right now. So right now, if you go swimming in the bay, it's really kind of wild. You have these king tides this time of the year because the moon is the closest it is all year long.
Yeah, so they're big, right?
The tides, yes. And it's a very low tide. You literally can walk out, which typically I'd be swimming for about 10 minutes. You could walk out like 500 yards right now from the beach into the San Francisco Bay because you have these low, low tides. Just this gravitational pull. Like, how does the moon do that with Earth and the water and the oceans? It's one of those things that fascinates me.
I don't know, but I remember in Evan Almighty when he pulls the moon close and it causes like a bunch of... just world disasters.
It's always weird seeing Jim Carrey in serious movies.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he is. He's nuts.
Well, he's distinguished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do some Warriors talk before we're distinguishedly unemployed on the streets.
Okay.
Before you guys go to Utah.
Oh, I'm down. We also got to get into this on the other side. This was... All right, someone wants our thoughts on... This was on the Dubs Talk podcast. I think that's Monty Poole and our guy Bonte were saying the Warriors should trade the picks with the way they've drafted since Jerry West left. They haven't drafted an all-star. Jordan Poole is the most skilled player they've drafted since Jerry West left the organization as a member of the front office. Kind of interesting. We can't talk about that on the other side. 888-957-9570. Also taking your calls on what's going on tonight. The Warriors take on the Cavs at 4:30. They got
Who's
the Bulls
Bonte?
Tomorrow. Bonte Hill?
Who is Bonte Hill? Dude's everywhere.
We'll be back on Warriors this week. Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. Who's Dan Devone?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.